Ah, the sizzle of McDonald's sausage. It's enough to make you crave your favorite breakfasts. Enough to head over to McDonald's. Enough to make you really wish this commercial were scratch and sniff.
And if you're a sausage person, now get two satisfyingly savory sausage McGriddles, sausage biscuits, or sausage burritos for just $3.33. Or mix and match. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Mothers who are not able to nurse their babies will find that Horlicks malted milk is unsurpassed as a food for bottle-fed infants. An excellent source of calcium, phosphorus, and vitamins, Horlicks will aid in the development of sturdy, healthy bodies. Sound bones and teeth. Also, Horlicks is extremely easy to digest. That's because it's made from only full cream milk, modified with the soluble extract of the choicest malted grains. As a result of this, Horlicks can be more easily, more safely handled by the tiny stomach than can ordinary cow's milk. Because it is so nourishing, so energy-giving, Horlicks is also helpful for the nursing mother. It nourishes the mother and enriches and increases her milk. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. When we left Abner yesterday, he was just beginning to realize that he had gotten the worst end of the bargain when he traded Lum his half-interest in the picture show for full ownership of the Jot 'em Down store. He tore out of the store in a rage to find Lum and demand that the deal be retracted. As we look in on our old friends today, we find Grandpappy Spears over at the Jot 'em Down store discussing yesterday's conflict. Listen.
Yeah, it was your own fault, Abner. You had no business trying to pick a fight with Lum in the first place.
No, that's enough.
You'd have tried to make him trade back. If you'd have come over there and acted nice about it, he might have did it.
Well, I just got to thinking what a skinning he'd give me on a deal, and it just made me so mad I couldn't hardly stand myself. I never want to whip a man so dead brain bad in my life.
Well, why didn't you do it? He gave you plenty of chances there.
Yeah, I know what I... You know, he's a heap bigger man than I thought he was, Grandpap. I believe old Lum's growing here late, sort of filling out.
Yeah. Wonder he never thought you weren't there when you just come right out flat-footed and accused him of stealing from you.
Yeah, I oughtn't to have said that. That's when he run me out of there.
And I don't blame him. I'd have did the same thing if he was me.
Oh, no, you wouldn't either. You will never see the day you can run me out of anything, Grandpappy.
And don't go too far with your talk, Abner. I might not let you off as easy as Lum did.
Yeah, I just wish it was you that I had to deal with, said along. I'd get my half in touch of that picture so back, I'd get you down and pull them chin whiskers of yours out one at a time.
And I just wish I could study up something to make you mad enough to try that just once. Just one time.
All right. If that's the way you feel about it, just get out of my store. Get up and get out of here. Can't nobody insult me in my own store.
All right. Sure, I'll get out.
Well, get out. Don't you stick that ugly face of yours in here again. I don't want your business.
All right, sir. I'll come over here after a big bill of groceries, but I'll just go down to Dick Tuttle's store.
Well, wait a minute now, Grandpap. Come on back now. I never meant it. Take it all back. Can't you tell when I'm joshing? I'll just have a little fun out of it.
Well, I do know. I thought you were serious, Abner. You sure had me fooled there.
Yeah, I ought to be an actor, I reckon. Just full of buffoon.
Yeah, ought to be mine.
And you thought I was showing off mad.
Well, I did there for a minute.
Thought why she was leaving. I say, what all you got on that list of stuff you need?
Oh.
Yeah, that's funny. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. See, I was just gushing too, Adam. I never wanted to buy nothing. Ain't a thing we're needing.
Well, what'd you say if you had a big list of stuff and it to come down at?
Oh, well, I just said that to have something to say, I reckon.
Well, dude, that brandy. Get out of this store. Oh, never mind. Sit down, Grandpa. Sit down. I've got enough trouble if I'm picking no fuss with you.
Well, quit telling me to get out of here, then, if you don't want me to in here. Say that again, I will get up and get
out. No, just sit down now. Calm yourself down. I've got enough worries for all the slum and Squire Skint to hold me.
Squire Skint? He ain't a bothering you now, is he?
Well, he's still making threats. Mose Moots was telling me some more stuff this morning he said he's going to do to get even with us.
Oh, well, he's just mad at the picture show, though, Abner. You ain't in that no more.
Huh? I know that's right, ain't it? Well, I hadn't thought about that.
Lum runs the picture show by herself.
Oh, Lum will have to fight that out with him by himself now, won't he? I wish they would get in a fight. Squire and Lum. Wish they'd both give one another a licking. I could get even with both of them that way.
And if Lum ever gets mad enough, he'll just give Squire one of the worst lickings he ever had in his life, I'll tell you that. He was mad enough at you yesterday to put most anything.
Well, he was mad, wasn't he? I never seen the life of it. I don't want to see him for a few days till he gets cooled off a little, either.
Oh, well, I ain't much of a hand to hold a grudge that away. I bound you done forgot about it by this time.
No, he ain't either, Grandpa. Why, he wouldn't even let me in his picture show last night.
He wouldn't?
No, sir. I come down there with Elizabeth and Pearl, and he passed them in for nothing. And wouldn't even tell me your picture.
Well, I do know.
And wouldn't even let me stand in the door and watch. I had to wait out there in front in the road till it was over to take Elizabeth and Pearl home.
Oh, you sure missed a good picture, Abner. That Terry's hand. He's outdoing anything I ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth told me some about it.
Yeah, get the swinging in them trees, you know, hanging on them grapevines, swing from one tree to another, beat anything I ever seen.
Yeah, that's what Elizabeth said. Said he's outdoing anything she ever seen.
Yeah, I wish Lummy to let you in there, for he killed a lion with his bare hands, you know.
Who? Lum did?
No, this fella in the picture, this Tarzan.
Oh, well, I was wondering when he took it. Oh, my goodness, Lum. Let me get out of here, Grandpa. What's the matter? Look coming yonder. There's Lum now. Grandpa, I'm going to get over here behind the counter and hide till he gets out of here. Now, don't you tell him where I'm at.
Oh, for goodness sake, come out of there, Abner. He ain't going to hurt you.
Be quiet. Oh, yeah.
Morning, Grandpa. What about this Abner?
Well, I don't know where he's at now, Lum. He was here a while ago.
Well, I reckon I can see him some other time. I sort of want to see him and apologize for the way I feed him last night.
Apologize?
Yeah, I said some things yesterday I never had no business saying. Got to studying about it today, and my conscience got to bother me about it. Thought I'd just come over and tell him that I never meant what I said. Well, for goodness sake. Well, howdy, Abner. There's Abner now, Grandpa. What you doing down there behind the counter?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Well, come over here. I want to talk to you, Abner.
You ain't going to try to start another fight with me, anymore.
Oh, no. No, I want to apologize to you about yesterday. At least you can let you see that show.
Oh, well, now, that's all right. I never want to see it, no, honey. I don't like that Tarzan.
Just thought I'd tell you, I'm holding that picture over for tonight, too. The same one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're welcome to come down there and see it for nothing, free.
Well, go. Much obliged to you. Yes, sir, I sure be. Can Elizabeth and Paul get in free again tonight?
Yeah, I'll bring them on over if they want to see it again. Be all right.
Well, fine. We're just all three of us be back down there.
I'm sorrowful about some of the things I said when you come over there on the trade bag.
Oh, well, now, that was all my fault, Mom.
No, it weren't, either, Emma. I was just as much to blame as you were.
No, you weren't. No such a thing, now. I know whose fault it was.
Well, I do, too. That's the reason I come over here to apologize. Don't stand there and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, now, if you come over here to my store to start another argument with you, you can just get right out of here.
If you step out here in front, I will start an argument with you, showing up.
All right, sir. Don't never get it in your head that I'm scared.
Hey, you fellas, come on back here now, both of you. You ought to be seeing your cat.
Huh?
Yeah. I'll take it back,
Edmund. I do too, Ron.
It just makes me mad, though, coming over here to apologize, and you claiming it's your fault about you.
Well, all right, then. It was your fault, I'm a whole bit.
Yeah, that's better. Wait a minute. What'd you say?
I said it was your fault.
Why, you was the one that started it yourself, come over there threatening to give me a licking because I wouldn't pay back with you.
Well, you said some things that you oughtn't to have said, too.
Yeah, but I never said half as much as I wish I had said.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, it ain't no use for us to argue this way.
No, then,
not a bit in a while.
I don't know what's the matter with us. What's eating on?
Me neither.
Both ought to be changed.
My sure we had.
Here we've been partners for all these years. Been in all sorts of businesses together, and now all of a sudden we start quarreling amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
Ain't no reason why we can't get along now as well as we ever do.
You mean that you want to go back in partners again and let me back in your picture show with you?
Well, no, I don't think we ought to do that, Edmund.
Well, now, you know good and well you got the best end of the deal on.
Well, I never done no such a thing. You was complaining about the way I was running the picture show, and I give you a chance to get out of it, and you did. You agreed to swap your half interest in the show for my half interest in the store here. A fair and square deal.
Yeah, but now I wish I hadn't have done it.
Well, you've got your own business here now, and gives you a chance to run things your own way. I've got a bunch of ideas I want to try out in the picture show, and I know if you come back in there with me, you'd be a gem, so we better just let well enough alone.
You know you got the best out of me. Naturally, you'd keep it if you could. I might have known what to expect out of you. More than likely, you've been planning on that ever since we went into it.
Well, Abner, I come back over here to make friends with you. You want to feel that way about it? Well, I'll just go right ahead. I don't care. But I'll tell you right now, I won't trade back. You may as well just learn when you make a business deal, you've got to stick with it.
All right, if that's the way you feel about it, just get out of this store. I don't never want to have another thing to do with
it. It suits me fine. I'll get out, but don't you never try to get in that picture show of mine either. I'll lock you home every time you show up.
Sassy flash. Sassy flash.
Abner, ain't that the fire alarm ring?
Huh?
It's the fire alarm ring. Take down the receiver.
I know, because I believe it is. So do I. Wait a minute. Hello? Where's the fire? Huh? Oh, my goodness, Lord. Hey, Lob!
Grandpa, stop, Lob, man. Stop, Lob,
hey,
man.
What's the matter, Abner? What's
the... Hey, Lob, wait a minute. Your picture show's burning down. I just hit it on the party line. They say the whole thing's on fire.
Maybe Abner didn't make such a bad trade after all. And now, let's hear what Mrs. Charles Green has to say about Horlicks. She writes from Indianapolis as follows.
I fixed my baby's Horlicks with water, and it has brought the best of results. My baby was little and thin when he was born and cried a great deal until I began to feed him Horlicks. Now he has gained in weight and sleeps well. I also want to tell you about putting Horlicks on breakfast food. It is just fine on cornflakes and other breakfast foods. I even use it in baking cookies and cakes, and it makes them taste a whole lot better and richer. I cannot thank Horlicks enough for bringing my baby out of the coop.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Green. We greatly appreciate your friendly feeling toward Horlicks. Thousands of mothers insist on Horlicks daily. You can buy it, you know, at any drugstore. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all goodbye until Monday evening at this same time.